Okay, starting a new Torah and Reb Nachman, Torah Nun Tet. And Torah Nun Tet is really interesting in reality because, first of all, you have to understand, Reb Nachman was a mastermind, and the fact that he divided this Torah into two teachings, and Chet and Nun Tet are the same Torah, but they were divided afterwards. To put Torah Nun Tet as Torah Nun Tet, and all the Torahs, in my humble opinion, have a very strong correlation to the letter where they're at, you know, especially in Sichot Aran, I have a whole, you know, humble opinion that Aleph is Emuna, Bet is Bitachon, Gimel is the Galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dalet is Damim, right? Hey is Hiyuli, Vav is Vav HaChibur, whatever, all these concepts. But here, Torah Nun Tet, in the world of Halacha, the acronym Nun Tet stands for No Ten Tam. The question, halachically, if I put, you know, a little bit of milk falls into my onion soup, does that render the onion soup dairy? And the halachic definition is no taint tam. If it's able to give flavor, then it will affect it. Right now, we today say, okay, we're not really sure how to be able to test if it gave flavor, right? We're not really sure. So we just say batal b'shishim today, right? 1/60th is a null, right? If it's less than 60th, it for sure didn't give flavor. If it's more than 60th, it might have given flavor. But we're not going to check, right? And in extreme scenarios, you can check. And halachically today, different realities, we know things give flavor, don't give flavor. But like, give an example, if I have 1% milk, a cup of 1% milk and a cup of 3% milk, the cup of 1% milk is like, I don't know, 1% milk and the rest is water or whatever. It has barely any flavor. So it won't be the same. Even if it's a half a cup of 1% milk fell into my giant pot of soup of onion soup versus 3% milk, that's it's the same amount of a half a cup, they might render different flavors. So notin tam means giving flavor. And this Torah, Rabbi Nachman is talking about giving flavor, but not only giving flavor, notin tam as giving flavor, but tam is also means in Hebrew reason. Tam means reason. Notin tam, giving a reason. And Rabbi Nachman starts off by saying, when a person is involved in kirov, involved in literally giving people the taste, the flavor of Yiddishkeit, giving them the taste of Emesdik Judaism, it's giving them a reason to live a life of meaning. Reb Nachman says you have to be very, very careful, because when you see there's a concept in Chazal, things that come out of your heart go into the heart. And therefore, you cannot actually do emesdik kiruv if you're not really opening your heart. And when you open your heart, then you are vulnerable. Right, same with the firewall. If I want to fix somebody's computer, then I have to really lower my firewall, and therefore, if their computer is totally infected with viruses, that can affect my computer, and I have to kind of really careful how much access I am accessing. What am I allowing? Because if somebody hacked your computer and I'm trying to fix that, that hacker can easily hack my computer through your computer, because in order for me to fix your computer, I have to lower my firewalls or else I won't be able to get in there. Now, when we're talking about kirov, let's remember the Lubavitcher Rebbe's statement. We're not talking about I'm bringing you close to God, because that's haughty. That's saying I'm close, you're far, and therefore I'm doing kirov on you, I'm bringing you close. But rather, Rav Shlomo Karbach's explanation of kirov levavot, all we're doing is bringing the hearts together, lev el lev, and when I'm bringing the hearts together, my heart to your heart, then really things come out of the heart. Only thing that truly come out of the heart penetrate the heart. And therefore, when I talk to somebody all day about, you know, not being angry, and he really opens up to that and genuinely lets go of his anger, that anger is going to leave his heart and boom, jump into my heart. And I have to be very, very careful to not let that happen. Now, again, we're talking about notin tam. Halachically, the definition of how much flavor was it given, what's the ratio, right? So if I have very little in my heart, then I should not be necessarily doing kirov on a wild scale. I should not be talking to somebody about anger if I have no substance in my life, because then it's going to be definitely more than 1/60th, and his anger that's going to be exerted from his heart is definitely going to penetrate and influence me in a negative way. So that being said, Rabbi Nachman is not only telling us this, he's also going to tell us how to fix it. But before that, we have a famous idea from Nachman's mother. She had a yurtzeit a few days ago. Rabbi Nachman's mom told him, this is like one famous statement from his mom, Fegi, she said, don't bring people close to God that you don't like. Because at the end of the day, what we just said is that you're going to have shortcomings because of them. And therefore, if you don't like them, you're going to be full of resentment. It has to be a place where I love that person so much that I'm willing to have shortcomings. I'm willing to forgo a little bit of a shortcoming in order to be able to bring him closer. And if I don't like that person, then it's just going to be full of resentment, which is a problem. So Reb Nachman is telling us a very deep idea, and right now at the end, he's saying that the most important thing to do is to judge yourself. Now, What's the idea? The idea is that I have to be truly honest with myself, because when I could be very much telling myself, yeah, for the sake of Kiruv, I'm doing this. For the sake of Kiruv, I'm doing that. For the sake of Kiruv, I'm doing this. But at the end of the day, the Yetzer Hara, he knows these plans, these thoughts. He could easily be manipulating me. So I have to be very, very careful to make sure that what I'm doing is not going to be my downfall. Therefore, I have to constantly be judging myself to make sure that every step of my way, every little niche, every little gray area has been accounted for. Because so many people started for good reasons and then totally fell off the bandwagon because they weren't judging themselves. Rabbi Nachman says the most important thing to do is to constantly judge yourself to make sure that you are giving yourself an account for what you're doing, honestly, in front of God, and making sure that everything you're doing is L'shem Shemayim, and therefore that you're not just cutting corners or telling yourself that this is okay for the sake of something bigger, and as we can tell, the flavor will be gone. So, more to see later.